Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Barbara Bradley. The scripture is Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. These verses weave together the themes faith, love, hope, and glory. The threads guide us through the past work of God on our behalf, our current relationship as His children, and the future God holds space for that we can't even dream about. Pretty cool, huh? What is all this talk about righteousness? Paul has been trying his very best to describe righteousness as God's character, and he revealed it through faith for faith. Paul goes on to say a big word, dikaiothentes. Don't worry, I got you. I had to look up the meaning too. This is a Greek word with two English translations, righteousness and justice. We are justified by faith. Even Abraham is justified by faith. As believers, that's the main point. We are justified by our faith as Christians. He also makes clear that life is often more challenging. Life can be hard considering we are supposed to grow and transform. Grow and transform? You mean I have to be flexible, adapt, and change? We have to learn to change our mindset and reframe our thinking a bit, or be miserable. This means we are empowered to grow. This doesn't happen so much by our own strengths, but we are empowered by God. So that thing that keeps tugging and whispering your name, that's God's voice, telling you to do the thing. You know, that thing. Ask for the promotion. Join a group. Ask her out. Call the friend that's gone quiet. Plan the trip. Ask for help instead of feeling shame. Say yes instead of always hiding behind no. Can you fail? Sure. Will you? I don't know. But when you jump, don't expect to fall. Expect to fly. So what do we get from this act of being made righteous through faith? Mainly, it gives us peace with God. The gift here is that we are no longer the enemy of God. We are at peace. I never really thought of it that way, but the conflict between us and God is over once we are made righteous. Made righteous equals made like God. Not made righteous equals we are sinners. Once we are made righteous, we are on God's side. We are not enemies of God. We have peace with God. Christ allowed us to access the state of grace we are in. It is a gift. Let us pray. Lord, may we not live in fear of change and transformation. We know you have the perfect plan for us if we just trust and keep our faith. Thank you for the amazing gift of grace through Jesus. He is the door we walk through to receive that grace. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.